Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Today, we hope that we are finding you thriving. But if you're living less than, we're going to give you some secrets today to help you live a more thriving lifestyle. Today, I'm joined with a very special guest. Linda Whatley is going to help us deal with an issue that often we don't talk about. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, often when we think about post-traumatic stress, we think about, folks like our grandparents or, maybe even a brother or sister that's been through one of the recent wars. We think about somebody that's been through a war zone. But the truth of the matter is there are a lot of other people that we come in contact with that are dealing with their own version of post-traumatic stress. There are a lot of us that were blessed to be able to be born into amazing households with great parents. There are others who weren't so fortunate, and they've grown up in a house that is difficult at best. Often, even using traumatic seems like a very poor way of describing the life that they grew up in. And yet, the truth of the matter is, I've said it before, and it's worth repeating, T.G. Jakes says, God was so interested in you existing here on this planet that he did whatever it took for you to come in existence. And unfortunately, it wasn't that God's plan was for you to go through the traumas that you went through. His plan was for you to exist. And he knew that the only possible way for you to come into existence was for the two people to come together at exactly the moment that you were conceived. You are so important, so impactful, so significant, and so needed in this world. And literally all of heaven and earth moved so that you would exist. And I just want to celebrate that you are and that you exist on this planet here today. So we want to help everybody, whether you be a war veteran or you be somebody who is really dealing with the stress and the traumas in your life, to help you find a way out and to help the people that are in your life that may be dealing with that to really thrive and to come out. The book that Linda wrote is called Soldier with a Backpack, Living and Dying Simultaneously. And we're going to dive deep into this book and really talk about how it can be that a person exists that way, but more importantly, how you can come out from the trauma and the stress-based trauma that you're living into and live a thriving life. I'm so excited to share today's guest with you. I want to give you just a little sneak peek of what we're going to be talking about here in this episode by introducing to you Linda Whatley.
Hi, Linda. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. How about you?
I'm doing good. So tell me a little bit about you and what's got you to this point in your life.
I am from Akron, Ohio. I am widowed. I'm a soldier veteran in the United States Army. I have two adult sons and two granddaughters and my mom. And I enjoy time with my family. I keep things very simple. I believe that's the key to freedom. And I just currently, since October, became an author and a speaker and an advocate for post-traumatic stress disorder. And I just enjoy, sharing messages with people of encouragement and strengthening them and, being their best selves. That's what I live to do, is to make a difference.
And tell everybody, what is the name of your book?
The name of my book is Soldier with a Backpack, Living and Dying Simultaneously.
I have a full interview coming up in this show, and I encourage you, stick around, because whether you have trauma you need help coming out of, you have somebody that you love that does, or you just want to help affect change in the world, this episode is really going to help you. And I encourage you to stick around and listen to some of the great advice that Linda has in this really great time that we spend together. In the meantime, I want to introduce to you an exciting new change that's happening for our company. Now, number one, some of you have known us for a while, and you know that Kathy and I went by Thrive Business Development. We've actually officially changed the name of the company to Kid Marketing. It makes it a lot easier for you to know. You know, it's Kathy and Steve Kid. And everybody uses our last name, and so it just made a lot of sense. So that's exciting for us. You can still find us at WeHelpYouThrive.com, and we still encourage you to join bestsellersguild.com. We are doing some exciting things for authors. Now, most of you know, we don't just help people write books. We help people write bestsellers. Every day we get the advantage. We get to have the opportunity to present to the world a new best-selling author. And I'm really excited about the opportunities that are coming forward. Because of that, we now have a new segment that we are calling Best Selling Author Success Stories. And they're going to share some of their stories and some of their secrets about going on their journey from the fear of, you know, well, will anybody like my message? What if people don't accept it? To the exhilaration of being a best-selling author. And we really are excited to be able to share these people with you. The whole story will be available at bestsellersguild.com in our Facebook group. It's free for anybody to join. But also, we're rolling out a new Roku-based channel on TV. You can watch it on your Roku TV, or you can watch it on the computer. It is called Best Selling Author Success Stories, and it will be available very soon. So you can actually see the people. You can see folks just like you, see them succeeding and advancing in life while they share their message with the world, their message of hope and change. And I'm really excited to introduce those to you. In fact, to help us get this started, I'm so glad to give you a brief little snippet, a taste, a teaser of our first interview with my good friend, Dr. Carol Parker Walsh. As some of you may remember, you've heard Dr. Carol's interview here on the show, and she now has two amazing best-selling books that she's written. She's actually in the process of writing her third, and she is going to join us today and share with you her best-selling author success story. I'm really excited to share this with you.
What does it mean to you to be more than just an author, more than just published, but to be a best-selling author? And so today I'm joined with a great friend, Dr. Carol Parker Walsh. What was going on for you before you decided to start writing your bestseller?
I had thought about writing a book for years. I needed to have greater exposure. When Kathy mentioned it, I said to her, I've always wanted to do a book, and I never got beyond a few paragraphs, or like I said, even an idea or a title of what my book would be about. I was skeptical because, as I said, I even sat through a couple of other workshops, here's what you need to do. So I've gone through a couple of those, actually, and still, no book, nothing. You know, nothing really came out of it because I never was given the tools, the understanding, or the skills to be able to know really how to do it and how to do it well. But when I sat down with Kathy, she hosted a free webinar on how to write your bestseller. She laid out a format that was revolutionary. It was in a simplicity, very basic, but absolutely revolutionary. The questions that I needed to ask myself, the structure I needed to create for the book, the ideas that allowed me to realize that actually I have more than one book in my head, not just the one. And I took that free webinar, and it seemed possible and it seemed doable and something I have not seen in years or even thought in years. I mean, I really thought this was going to be something I did in my 60s and my retirement when I had nothing else to do, was to sit down and do a book. And what Kathy showed me in that quick little 1-hour webinar was that not only was it possible, but it was doable right now.
Tell me, what was it like that last day, last 24 hours, whatever, leading up to my book's actually going to get launched tomorrow?
That was very scary. And I tell you, in your wisdom, you made me pick a date to launch. And had we not gotten a date, my fear of putting myself, the vulnerability of putting your work out there for other people to not only read, but to scrutinize is pretty scary. So I got the date, I advertised it, so I wasn't able to pull away from it, which was genius, because I would have, because I was fearful about doing that. The vulnerability of putting your work out there for other people is scary.
What was it like when you get the message back from Kathy, guess what, your book is a number one bestseller?
Yeah, a lot of screaming, a lot of tears.
What would you say that you know now that would have helped back then?
Yeah, that you have something to share, that what your experiences are in life, your skills, your education, your knowledge, what you have is important to contribute and will make a difference in the lives of others. So get it done. Now, the other thing I would have said, you know, having known about your service, now this is if I had known about your service, but having known about your service, why didn't you do it sooner? And I would never not work with Kathy to get for any of the future book that I ever do, because the process is so positive and holistic and uplifting. A lot of us are in business because we want to do something wonderful and powerful, particularly those of us who have heart-centered businesses who just really want to change and make a difference and impact other people's lives. Yes, we want to do good, but the only way to be able to do that is if we can reach an audience who can see that not only are we there, but we have something to offer them. And if you can't get yourself out there for people to even find you, then no matter what your passion or your purpose or your goals, it just won't be realized. So if you're in this bestseller guild or you're thinking about it, you need to sit down, work with Kathy, and get your stuff out there so that you can make the impact and the difference in the lives of people that you started your business in order to do.
I have more great news for you. Those of you that are like me that fast forward through commercials whenever you can, the good news is that there's no commercial break this time. We're going to move right into our interview with Linda Whatley, the author of Soldier with a Backpack, Living and Dying Simultaneously. We want to talk to you today about post-traumatic stress disorder, but we don't just want to, you know, commiserate with it and leave you feeling sad. We are going to actually share with you today some opportunities and some ways that you can help yourself or the people that you love overcome the post-traumatic stress disorder that they're dealing with. So without further ado, let's really get into it and talk to Linda about her book, Soldiers with a Backpack, Living and Dying Simultaneously, how you can overcome and live a victorious, thriving life after post-traumatic stress.
And what does that mean to you?
For me, when I say soldier, I'm talking about every human being in life that's existing in a world that's a war zone. And it's the invisible part of ourselves that we carry around, that we take with us when we leave this world. It's that part of ourselves that endures, take in everything, that encourages, that struggles, that suffers. It's everything that's unseen. And when I say living and dying simultaneously, what I mean by that, every time we experience pain and suffering and trauma, unjust treatment, anything negative or overwhelming, it changes us. We're never the same before it happened. I mean, even words change us. So we're constantly changing, living and dying, exchanging from life experiences and intake. And so basically it's our soul. It's everything about us on the inside.
Yeah. And I know what you mean. I mean, it makes a lot of sense because usually when we think of post-traumatic stress, we, of course, obviously immediately think of people who have been through war zones and stuff like that. But I know in my life, I had a situation where we had a remodel on a house project that went over and over and over. I mean, it took us about another year to really finish off the stuff that was supposed to be done in a couple of months. And so now around here, we refer to that as my house PTSD.
See, you got it. See, it's anything that just have an inner effect on you, you know. It's that part of you that only you actually deal with. Like, I be telling people with post-traumatic stress disorder, what it does, it shows you it's really a normal reaction to life. It's like injuries. Like when we have physical injuries, we get all the outside help in the world. But when you have inside injuries, you have to go in there all by yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's why I be telling people, you got to have a spiritual base. I don't understand how anybody make it without it, because I have heard so many people say they wouldn't have made it without God either, you know, that walked them through their post-traumatic episodes, because it's so personal and it's so unseen by other people, but it's very powerful. And see, what people don't realize is inside of us is so much more powerful than what's outside of us. And if we understood it and joined with God inside with it, it's like we can have a better presence in life. And that's what I'm trying to let people realize, that post-traumatic stress disorder can be managed. I mean, I'm not saying that every now and then the horse ain't going to get out the gate, but you'll have a foundation that you understand. And what God gave me was the inner language that people haven't taught us. And he shares a lot with us individually once we establish an inner conscious base. We have to have more of a conscious inner base than we do a physical base. And when we do, we'll experience the fruits of the Spirit, the joy of life that God wants us to experience. Because what it is, God wants us to be what he made us to be, not what the world has made us to be. Mm-hmm. Want us to be fearful and feeling, you know, bad that we have a mental illness, because in some degree it is a mental illness. But it's also something that we can live with spiritually. The spirit part of us wants to assist us in this mental anguish. Give us control of our lives, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I love how you've broken that down, because, and not to make light of people who have been through very horrific situations, war, you know, physical abuse, sexual abuse, things like that, that are, you know, obviously bigger, longer term things that need to be managed. But everybody needs to understand that we all don't get out of life without having to have to interact with other people. And in that interaction, there are going to be times when the situations that we're in are going to affect us negatively. And then the question becomes from there, what are we going to do?
Exactly. And that's the whole bottom line, is being conscious of yourself. You have to be more conscious of yourself than anybody else in your life, because it, to me, it's a sign of maturity, believe it or not, because a lot of people don't take responsibility for their feelings. They let their feelings rule their life. They let their feelings tell them who they are, when all you have to do is let them know that they don't rule your life, you know, because when your feelings is out of control, that's when you come up with destructive behavior. But if you have control of your feelings from the standpoint you're aware of them, you'll know which ones to tell, go sit down, which ones can stand up. Because it's like having a lot of kids inside of you, and they have to be guided, and people are not taking time doing that. And so that's another problem we have with people as far as post-traumatic stress disorder. We have so many undiagnosed people. That's what the main problem is, because the people that are diagnosed with it, nine times out of ten, from what I'm learning, we become very productive people. We are very conscious of sensitivity. We have order because we have to have order. We have purpose because we have to have purpose. We just can't be here. But when people are undiagnosed, it's like they're just listless out there, just walking time bombs. And they're coming up with all these different ailments now. I mean, there's so many, you know, mental diseases and syndromes. I mean, and it's all pivoting off of the inner unseen part of ourselves, the part of ourselves that we didn't really develop or get to know before we went out into this big world. And so it's like we're just running into each other, unfinished inside, you know, and so it's caused some people to be desperate.
That's really good. Well, you know, to dive deeper into this whole concept of living and dying simultaneously, and then, of course, what we can do about it, I'm immediately reminded of an example that Lisa Nichols and the different folks from the Motivating the Teen Spirit do, where they actually show Coca-Cola, and then they pour over top of it You know, they put it in the bottom of a jar and then they pour over top of it oil and oil and oil. And the Coca-Cola is heavier than the oil, so the oil floats on the top. And that oil represents all those things that have happened in our life. And it blocks us from, and the reason why she uses Coke, besides the fact that it's heavier than oil, is because if you remember back in the day, Coke used to refer to itself as the real thing. So deep down inside of us is that real thing. That's that child that we were. But it's the oil that the whole world, and worse than all of that is ourselves, that we keep pouring in on top of ourselves. And so let's talk in some detail about this whole concept of living and dying simultaneously. You know, what can you say to people who haven't even identified that in their own life yet?
Okay, like for me, like I learned something, and I tell everybody everywhere I go, to establish a base, you need to have something concrete, something you can call on at all times. And one thing God revealed to me was, you are the first child you ever have. You are the first child you ever have. And so that child right there deserves the best vibration that you can give it. The best thoughts, the best feelings, the best choices, everything that you would do for your children, you're supposed to do that for yourself and more, because you were the firstborn of yourself. And you're responsible for protecting that person, you know, making sure it has serenity and spirituality. So basically, I would tell them, get in touch with loving yourself like you are the first child you ever had, and you will see life differently. You would do things differently. You know, you would protect it from the worst part of yourself, because those bad feelings and vibrations and thoughts, that's where a lot of illnesses come in, because of the stress on the body. So your body don't deserve that. Yourself, your baby don't deserve that. So for any other reason, find the best expression of yourself that you can bring forward, because you are the baby that's in this world.
And so we think about a child, and it's amazing because regardless of how good or bad your childhood is, there's very few people who are raising a child that don't want better for their child. They have this, you know, protective coating that they put around those child. I love that concept of you're your first child. How would you treat your child? How should you treat that child that is you?
It's so important to come into that focus, because you would do things so differently, especially if you have children. You see how you have learned to love them and sacrifice for them and make the best choices that you possibly can in most cases. So you already have the practice of it. Because like for me, because of the way I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, was because of my childhood. So I didn't understand love at all in any sense of the word. I didn't know. I just know it was something that sounded nice. That's all I knew. And so when I had my two sons, I was able to love them. I mean, maximize it. And it's like, it dawned on me. I'm like, this is what I didn't have. I didn't have this at all. And so I just started learning to give it to myself. And I noticed that as I did this, I was healthier. My aging process seemed to slow down. You know, and I cared about myself. I made better choices of my surroundings and everything. I protected myself, you know, just like I was doing for my children, but in a different kind of way, of course, but in a way of making up for lost time.
Yeah. Well, and in the end, everything is energy. And the best way to put that idea into people's minds who have never really thought of it that way is, whatever you put out into the world is what's going to come back. You know, if you spend the whole day being grumpy and angry, you're going to end up feeling at the end of the day grumpy and angry. And if you spend the whole day searching for something good to happen, I love it. We actually were having a discussion the other day with one of my other guests, and she was saying, you know, what if you took a bad situation and you wrote down just one thing that could be a benefit to you? What's one good thing you either did or could get from it?
Now, don't get me wrong. I am not in any way suggesting that we make light of the severe traumas that both soldiers as well as everyday people go through. I am only here to encourage you today that there is a way out. And one of the very fundamental things that you may be able to have really effective impact with is that simple thing of writing down just one thing that you have gotten from it. Resilience, brilliance, a can-do attitude. Perhaps you are the creative individual that you are because you retreated to your room and developed a creative skill that you would not have had there not been the trauma in your household. That is not in any way to say that the traumas were something that was thrust upon you. Often I hear so many people talk about how God did this to me. And the truth of the matter is that God allows free will. And unfortunately, that means that often the people that are in our lives use their free will in a bad way and it impacts us. But what I also know is that no matter what, God has provided a way out for you. Often those begin in early seeds and things like that that we don't even see. But I can tell you for sure that as you learn and as you grow, as you take account for the things that are good in your life, you will begin to thrive. We're going to be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. When my wife Sharon had her ovaries removed to prevent cancer, she was immediately thrown into early menopause. She needed estrogen to relieve her symptoms, but her doctors weren't sure if it was safe or if it would cause breast cancer. I had to know the truth. After years of research, I discovered there was an estrogen window, a window of opportunity to take estrogen that lowers disease risk and increases estrogen's effectiveness on symptoms. I realized there are millions of other women who are also confused and fearful of taking estrogen. That's why I wrote The Estrogen Window, which just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. We are talking with Linda Whatley today about her book, Soldier with a Backpack, Living and Dying Simultaneously, an amazing book that helps us begin to deal with and come out from post-traumatic stress disorder. I really appreciate Linda writing the book, the honesty that she brings forth, and the fact that there is a way out, even from the worst traumas and stresses that we've had in our life. So let's get right back to it with Linda and see how else we can help.
So tell us a little bit about the whole concept of being the soldier with the backpack. What does the backpack stand for?
It stands for everything that's inside of us and our need to be aware of what we're carrying around inside of ourselves. It's like people don't even realize that they have a lot inside of them that they could remove and some things that they can add. And it's like God wants to be filled in that backpack and have his fruits in our backpack, which is our inner self, you know. And so it's the unseen things that make up who we are. The experiences, the damages, the unsolved issues, the pain, the wounds, all that, your torture states of existence where you couldn't explain to anybody what's happening with you, especially through your childhood, all that is in that backpack. Layers and layers and layers of debris, you might as well say. Just like when you have a scar on your leg, sometimes it turns into a thick scar, an ugly scar. Well, on the inside, we have layers and layers of debris of trauma, hurt, pain, suffering, agony, inability to comprehend life, you know, just torture. And so your backpack is everything that you're carrying, whether you acknowledge it or not, it is there. And what you are responsible for is going in there, unpacking your backpack, seeing what's in there, spending time with yourself is basically what it is. It's like silencing yourself and going within yourself to see what's actually in there. How are you really feeling about yourself and life? And do you really feel like this is your best self just looking at what's inside of you? Are you carrying the fruits of the Spirit, or is something else carrying you on the inside that shouldn't be there? You know, are you generating, you know, the person that God made you to be? Or are you sacrificing that part of yourself because you've been hurt so much? Because what people tend to do, pain causes people to become heartless. And so what we have in the world now is people with good hearts are shutting down for protection. They feel like if I stay here, when the next blow comes, it won't knock me down so far because I'm not way up there feeling so great. Mm-hmm. So they develop a way to exist, you know, on the inside where they keep themselves shut down, cutting off people's receiving of a love that God has given them. And God wants us to be open to him. He wants to fill that backpack so that we could be available for his people. I mean, full of him, not just parts. You know, shut down parts is taken away from the world today. You know, a lot of people understand soldiers is coming from one war zone to another when they come home because it's so loveless here. People are afraid. People are traumatized. And so they still have that same vibration to deal with when they come here. And so what God showed me and soldier with a backpack living dying simultaneously, individually, if each one of us would go within and meet him there, he has a conversation for every individual that's going to set them free to be what he made them to be. Because he understands the damages of pain, how he's shutting down his people, and he wants his people to step it up. We're not supposed to be victims here. We're supposed to be victorious people. And people are shutting down because of so much disappointment and heartache and pain and misunderstandings of life. But he wants that to stop.
Mm-hmm. So ask yourself the question, how can you be more than a conqueror and live a life of more than defeated? And that's not to diminish anybody that's going through some tough things in their life, but it's really good what you're saying, Linda, because what we each need to do, because in the end, the only person that we can control is ourselves. And what each of us needs to do is unpack that whole backpack. Some of those things are going to need to go back in. You know, I mean, I would hope that you're going to still love your kids. You know, you're going to still love your husband or wife. You're going to, you know, love your job or find a job that you do love to work. And so it's not like you're going to then walk around with an empty backpack and have nothing, but, you know, it really is important to take out all of those things that don't serve you. You know, the most important part of which is the fact that a lot of the things that we carry around, they're not impacting the person that caused them to us at all. So, you know, somebody did something to us, and it could be great or small, doesn't matter. And we still here, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago are still carrying around the hurt, the upset, the lack of forgiveness towards that person because of the fact of something that they did. They don't, I mean, for all we know, they may be dead. They probably don't know who we are or remember us at all. And they may not have even known they did it. And yet it's so close and personal to us. So, you know, I mean, I almost think some people just need to take a whole bunch of rocks, write down every single thing that they, you know, that they're feeling, good and bad. You know, I love my wife. I hate that guy at work, you know, whatever. And then fill up a backpack and then walk around with it for about a half an hour. And then sit down with the backpack and actually literally ask yourself, is this an emotion I'm going to keep carrying around?
There you go. That's taking responsibility. That's what I say. To some degree, we have a lot of immaturity in this world. People are not taking responsibility for their feelings and their choices and their thought processing. They're just looking for the world to tell them everything that they should or shouldn't be doing instead of them taking control of themselves to be a, you know, a dynamic presence, a powerful, loving presence. They're not taking that responsibility because it takes time to go somewhere and sit down and evaluate yourself. See where you are right now. Is this where you want to be? You know, and if it's not, do something about it. You have that power.
And if a person doesn't hear anything else, I hope they really will hear that. You have the power. That's
right.
So impactful and so needed by people.
Because my belief, this is my foundation. This is my brand. The truth will set you free. I believe that if a person right now, if they're not happy and they're not feeling the way they want to feel, you should be aware of that. You need to go somewhere and sit down and feel what you're feeling and realize that it's waiting for you to decide, can I stay or go? And you can always find a truth that's better than the truth that you're living. And you have to be aware of what truth is controlling your moment all day long. The Bible says, watch yourself and pray. In other words, be aware of yourself 24/7. It's like if you're feeling less of what God wants you to feel, go somewhere, sit down, and come up with a truth that overrides the truth that's controlling the downspin. That's the power He has given us, to choose a different truth in this moment. You don't have to wait till you get home. You can do it right now. What truth will overlap this truth that's pulling you down? You have the power to choose a better vibration for the baby that you are, because that baby deserves it.
Hmm. Ask yourself the question, what truth are you accepting? And then follow that up with, does that serve you? Or are you ready to change that truth? So, Linda, talk to us a little bit about, you know, what a person can do when, you know, because there's some people that are listening, they've gone through some severe things. You know, we're not talking about, you know, somebody stole my cookies. We're talking about some really severe mental, emotional, physical kind of abuses in their life. What do you say to that person who, you know, is at a place where they're not even totally sure they're able to accept what we're saying yet? What do you say to them?
And I tell them very quickly, that's normal. It's okay. You're still here. They still have time. It's okay to feel it to the max. The sooner you feel it to the max, then something else is going to replace it anyway, because you can only feel something so long anyway. So I don't really rush people out of states, because God uses all kinds of states for people to grow. So sometimes people will be overpowering what God is working on. So, you know, like you say, I'm going to be there for you even when you're not there for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I understand that this isn't easy. It's not supposed to be easy. So you're being very normal. That's one thing people don't emphasize when people are suffering, that this is normal. This is reaction. This is how you're supposed to feel. It's not a crime that you're not excited. This is not a call for excitement. This is a transition that's overpowering you right now. I wouldn't even expect for you to be wanting to jump rope with me right now. You know, but I can pray for you and encourage you and be there for you and let you be. It's all right to cry. It's not going to kill you. It's all right to be angry. It's not going to kill you. You know, give yourself the time it takes for you to be something different, because this was thrown into your lap. You didn't go get it. It was thrown into your lap. So you're feeling just like you're supposed to feel, and you're going to find out why it was thrown in your lap. You didn't put it there. So you're getting ready to learn some serious stuff that nobody else can teach you.
I like that. You know, I mean, it's so important that we understand all feelings are valid. What you feel from a particular situation is absolutely 100% correct. And nobody should or can really critique that feeling, because feelings are just that. They're just feelings. Doesn't necessarily make those truth. They're just feelings. And so when you embrace that, you know, I'm happy, sad, angry, hurt, broken, any of the kind of feelings that you can have, that's okay. That I have this feeling, and that is totally valid for me. There could be somebody else, and I think this is probably one of the things you're referring to, is so often, you know, people come into our lives and they've already come through it, or they've never experienced that is even worse. And they're like, oh, well, you know, you just do such and such and you'll be fine. And that isn't necessarily the case for you because of how you feel. And that's okay. Now, the thing I'm going to encourage everybody is hold on to truth, because what's true, what's real, isn't isn't at all, in fact, based in how you feel.
That's just your individuality. Your feelings is your individuality.
Your feelings are valid, and so is your opportunity to be able to come out from the things that you've dealt with and live a better and more thriving life. And that's what we want for you more than anything else. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. When my wife Sharon had her ovaries removed to prevent cancer, she was immediately thrown into early menopause. She needed estrogen to relieve her symptoms, but her doctors weren't sure if it was safe or if it would cause breast cancer. I had to know the truth. After years of research, I discovered there was an estrogen window, a window of opportunity to take estrogen that lowers disease risk and increases estrogen's effectiveness on symptoms. I realized there are millions of other women who are also confused and fearful of taking estrogen. That's why I wrote The Estrogen Window, which just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
So, Linda, the book is called Soldier with a Backpack, Living and Dying Simultaneously. Tell everybody, where could they go and get a copy of your book?
My book is available at Amazon on Kindle and paperback, and it's also available at Barnes & Noble. And I have a website, too, that you can purchase my book, and that's Linda Diane Whatley at LindaDianeWhatley.com. I'm sorry, I'm giving you my email. But my email, if somebody ever want me to speak or show up at an event or anything, is universallove26@yahoo.com.
And so let me make sure that I've got the spelling of your name correct here. It's Linda Linda Linda, Diane Diane, Whatley Whatley. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so it's LindaDianeWhatley.com, and you can get the book from there. What other services do you have to offer to people?
I enjoy doing speaking engagements. I'm a motivational speaker, and I like going out to, like, women's shelters and different places like that, victimized people situations. I like sharing hands-on, just being there, just sharing my story, you know, letting them know that we all have a journey, we all have a story. And, like, I had this quote that I had read once where it says, share your story in a very empowering way. It will heal you, and it will heal others. And so that's what I live to do, go from place to place sharing my story, just because certain people God has already put in place that is on the same vibration that I am on that appreciate this book. He already made that clear. We all have people that he have in place for whatever message he gives us to get it out to the people in the world. Mm. And that's what I enjoy doing.
Yeah, I mean, what if the outcome of, because I'm always careful with this because I don't really believe that God puts us through things. I don't think, you know, God's like, and what I need to do to make you the perfect person is to have you, you know, be abused. I just don't see God as being that kind of person. But because there's evil in the world, evil things do happen. Wars, famines, abuses of all sort, they do happen. But, and you know, I love throwing in little Bible verses because they're practical regardless of what you believe. And I love this one. It's actually talking about temptation, but it really talks about God's character. And it says that there is no temptation that is common to man except that God has already provided a means of escape. There's already a way out. So in front of your trauma, God has already provided you an out. Because we all have free will, because the person who hurt you has just as much free will to have done the evil to you as you do free will to not pass that evil on, because it happens a lot. You know, a lot of abusers become abusers, but you have that choice over yourself. And your free will to choose differently is the same as their free will to have chosen wrongly. But God always has an out for you already planned. And he's going to turn what seemed like the worst possibility in your life into an even greater version than anything you could have imagined.
He's definitely transforming us from day to day in different ways, you know. And, you know, like I always remember when I read it grieved God that he had made man, because he knew what it was going to take for them to be developed to being, you know, conscious of him. He knew what it was going to take. But you know what? He's right there through every second of our life. He's also letting us know this isn't heaven. This isn't heaven. Okay, this is, we're just going through here, and he's just going to be with us all the way to heaven. It's a transition.
Everything that you're going through is only temporary, and you do have the choice. But, and I love that you've said this several times to, you know, during the interview here, Linda, that it's okay to be right where you are. Spend the time where you are and deal with it how you need to. Don't allow other people to rush you out of it just because their four-step formula says, you know, But now you need to move on to step two.
They don't know what God is doing with that person, you know. He could probably be doing more with them than somebody that's jump roping.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Linda, yeah. I love to leave people with one practical thing that they can do, like right now today, to take action on what we've talked about. What would you say to somebody is something that they could sit down and do with themselves to really evaluate where they are right now today?
Just get in touch with my brand, The Truth Will Set You Free. Be aware of the truth that's controlling you right now. And if it's not a truth to have you ecstatic about life because God so loves you, then you need to get the right truth to get to the right place. And you can do that by going somewhere and sitting down and seeing and feeling what you're feeling and giving it a new title and a new vibration.
I encourage everybody to sit down. Don't take your whole life. It's too much. It's the age-old phrase, you know, how do you swallow an elephant one bite at a time? Don't try to swallow the whole elephant, but take one thing. Maybe take something simple if it seems too daunting. Write it down and then ask yourself, what is a different truth that I could assign to this today? And then try living in that for a little while. Try walking that one out and see what you get. Well, Linda, I really appreciate you spending the time with us here today. The book is called Soldier with a Backpack, Living and Dying Simultaneously. You can find it at Barnes & Noble in both print and digital on Amazon. And I really encourage you to go out and do that. Check out LindaDianeWatley.com to work further with her. Maybe even ask Linda to come to your organization and talk to people that you have that, you know, would really be well served by a message like this. Thank you so much for your time today, Linda.
Thank you for having me on your show.
I encourage anybody that's dealing with post-traumatic stress, get help. Share. The most impactful thing that you can do for these kind of situations in your life is to share it, to find a professional that can help you with it, and to share your story. One thing that I'm learning so much is so true as part of the human experience is the fact that all of us go through traumas of some level or another. And that's not me trying to devalue some of you that have been through some really extreme things. But regardless of how extreme a thing is over the broad view of everything that could possibly happen to a person, when we are personally going through something, it feels enormous and like nobody else has ever been through it. We actually pull away from the people in our lives because of that. And what we need to learn is that by sharing our truth, we bind ourselves back together with other people. And that is one thing that we really, really need in this life in order to really have success and to come out from some of the bigger traumas in our life is in that sharing. We will find others that have been through the same situation, and then we can find community and camaraderie through the sharing of our stories and through being together. I hope that we were able to bring you some things that will help you today, that will make your life better, and more than anything, will help you thrive in your life and business, because really we want to be here to help you thrive at everything we do. Got to give a shout out to my beautiful wife, Kathy. As you know, she works with me and together we help you thrive. We love sharing change agents with the world and not just helping them write a book, but helping them be a bestseller. It is so exciting for us. I invite you, if you're not part of it yet, join bestsellersguild.com. You heard earlier in the show Carol talk about how amazing the process was, how simple it was, all of the rave reviews that she gave for it. And I really encourage you that if you have a story that needs to be told, come join us at Bestsellers Guild. If you like world-changing, life-shaping people. Come join us at bestsellersguild.com. It is a community of authors that are in the process of writing their book, authors that are already bestsellers, and we have some people in there that are just like, you know what, I really love amazing stories, and I want to hang out with good people. You know, there is a saying that says that you are like the five people you spend the most time with. And I encourage you to surround yourself with incredible, thriving, amazing people. That is one of the biggest secrets you can find in life to really thriving in this life and in your business. I want you to know something, and I mean this sincerely. I know you hear me say it every single week, but I really want you to understand that I mean this, and I want you to hear it. You are uniquely brilliant. You are not an accident. The traumas you've been through can now be cleared because you are so special and needed by this world. You were created for a purpose. You're not an accident. No matter what horrible things have been said or done to you, you're here for a purpose and for a reason. The world needs you. The world is a better place because you're in it. And we want to share more and more and more of you with the world so that you can live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, know that Kathy and I are here for you in any way that we can help. We would love to meet up with you at bestsellersguild.com. And I want you to know from my heart, anything we can do to help, please let us know so that you can be a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.